Well, I have to ask.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the venue that you did the 15,000 people?
18,000.
Your comedy.
18,000 people. That was at Phoenix International Raceway. It was called, I think it was called PIR, and it was a rally. This was 1970. I got into Scientology in 74, so this would have been 1972 or 73. It was a peace rally. When John Lennon, when the Justice Department was trying to deport John Lennon, and it was a concert where all these bands, I won't remember the names of them, they came to play for free, and these tickets were sold to raise money for the John Lennon Defense Fund. And John Lennon called. I mean, he didn't talk to me. He did talk to Bill Compton, who I knew quite well. Bill was killed in a car accident many years ago, but Bill talking to John Lennon and it was broadcast over the PA system. The person that I followed was an Indian activist named Russell Means.
Sure. I buried my heart at Wounded Knee.
That's the guy.
Yep.
He spoke before me, and Bill Compton, who I was just there backstage because I was hung out. I was part of KDKB, and Bill, who was sort of this wonderful, wonderful person. He was the program director, but that doesn't even begin to tell you who he was. So he goes, "Hey, Russ," I did comedy for the station, and Bill goes, "You want to do something?" I go, "Sure." So I walk, but I followed Russell Means. That's what was fantastic, and I was a life insurance salesman at the time. That's actually sort of important in understanding this. But that day I had my hair afroed out in a tank top t-shirt that said "Enjoy Cocaine" to look good. And I walked up, and the crowd, there's like a stadium seating. This first time I was there, might be the only time I was there. So they're in the shade, but we're not. And everybody who'd gone on before me had been a serious political, very serious. And that Russell Means, I thought what he had to say just sounded, he was mad about something, but I wasn't listening to him. So I followed him, and I went, "Peace. Wonderful set." I used to go by the name Wonderful Russ. And I said, "Wonderful says peace to all of my brothers and sisters. And when I say peace, I don't mean the politician's peace of no fighting between wars. I mean the true inner peace that comes only when you know in your heart and in your mind that you have enough life insurance." And at first, they were like, because these were stoned hippies I was talking to. And when they finally got it, it started to ripple the thing, and that... Russell Means, he was still there. He wasn't on the stage, but he was like, because he thought I was some kind of spiritual leader saying this stuff, and like the Mahatma type thing. And he's like, "Okay, this is good." And then when I said that, he's like, and the people are laughing, and he couldn't, because I don't think he knew what was supposed to be funny, but he didn't like me. So that was a nice big crowd that day. That was I remember when I came off the stage, Linda Thompson, who was a disc jockey, and she goes, "How could you do that?" Not she wasn't mad, she was like that I wasn't nervous, but I knew what I was going to say. That was the point. I wasn't fishing. I mean, I had done that little bit because I thought it was so funny so many times. I just hadn't done it live,
right?
But for a big crowd. But I knew word for word what I was going to say, and that's why it wasn't hard. So, but it comes back to scripts. So. Anyway.